Have your Bibles tonight. I would like to ask you to please turn to the book of Romans. I'd like to read from Romans chapter 11. Romans chapter 11. We began looking this morning at the doctrine of election. The word election or elect means to choose. We looked at the fact that the Word of God tells us in Deuteronomy chapter 7 that God chose the nation of Israel above all the nations of the earth. That was a special people unto the Lord. God gave them great privileges and blessings. He gave them natural and spiritual blessings. He poured His blessings out in their lives beyond measure. So the nation of Israel was an elect nation or a chosen nation. Then within the nation of Israel, God chose the city of Jerusalem. The Word of God tells us plainly that God chose that city and that His name would be in that city, Jerusalem, forever. We have today not only the natural Jerusalem that we speak about that's overseas, but we have the new Jerusalem, which is the city of God. His name is there forever. Then we looked at the fact that the Word of God says that Jesus is called by the Father, mine elect. Mine elect. Old and New Testaments talks about the fact that Jesus is the elect of the Father. He is the elect who saved the elect family of God. And that's what we closed out with this morning, was looking at the elect family of God, a people so great that no man can number, out of every nation, kindred, tongue, family, and tribe. That's the elect family of God. That's the ones that Jesus Christ redeemed by His precious blood, an elect family that was chosen, elected by God before the foundation of the world, and the elect family of God was predestinated to be conformed to the image of the Son of God. So there's the elect family of God, and that's the great people of God that will be in heaven one day, is the elect family of God. Now, within the elect family of God, there is an elect or people among the family of God that God has chosen for special purposes. For example, in Romans chapter 11, if you will, please look in your Bibles at Romans chapter 11. We're going tonight to begin to look at elect within the elect. Does everybody follow those words there? These are the elect family of God is the big picture. You have the elect family of God, and then within that elect family of God, you have individuals and you have groups of people that are chosen by God, and they're chosen for particular purposes. So that's an elect within the elect family of God. Romans chapter 11, the Apostle Paul is writing and he's talking about how God had chosen him. There are several times that the Apostle Paul talks about what a great blessing it was that God had chosen him and that he was unworthy, not just unworthy to be part of the elect family of God, but God had chosen him to be an apostle. And he repeatedly talks about how unworthy he was to be chosen by God for that work of being an apostle. Romans chapter 11, I want us to notice Romans 11 verse 2, the scripture says, God hath not cast away his people which he foreknew. Wot ye not, or know ye not, what the scripture saith of Elias, that's Elijah, how he maketh intercession to God against Israel. Lord, here's what Elijah said. Lord, they have killed thy prophets and dig down thine altars, and I am left alone, and they seek my life. Do all of you hear what Elijah say? This is back in the Old Testament that Paul is writing about. He says that Elijah said, they've killed your prophets, and they've dug down everything that's righteous and good and holy, and I'm the only one left. Think about that. I believe Elijah really felt that way. I think that Elijah thought that he was the only child of God left standing up for the righteous principles of God. I think that through the ages, there have been many of the saints of God who have felt like they were the only one left. But I want you to know that God, in His infinite wisdom and mercy and grace, that God has a remnant. Now follow the wording because it's scriptural. God has a remnant of the elect family of God that is an elect within the elect. What is a remnant? What is a remnant? If you go to the store and you're going to buy some material and you ask for a remnant, what are you asking for? Yes, you're asking for, and the wording that Brother Neal gave is very important. The word remnant means a small portion of the whole. And so you have the whole family of God, you have the elect family of God, and yet God within that elect family, God has a remnant that He has reserved unto Himself, and they are a special people within the family of God. He loves all the family of God the same. There is no greater love of God for the elect within the elect. There's no greater of love that God does not love the remnant of the elect family of God more than He loves the rest of the family of God. But God has reserved a remnant of the elect family of God in an elect within the elect family of God that God has reserved them, and they will not bow their knee to the image of Baal. And the reason that they will not bow their knee to the image of Baal is because God is going to hold them up in a special way. Everybody follow that? As long as this world exists, there will always be a remnant, a small portion of the whole, that God has reserved unto Himself. And in every age and generation, there has always been a remnant of the elect family of God. There has been an elect within the elect. Look at Romans chapter 11 now, after Elijah has complained, I'm the only one left. Look at the fourth verse. But what saith the answer of God unto him? That is unto Elijah. He says, this is what God said to Elijah. God said, I have reserved to myself 7,000 men who have not bowed the knee to the image of Baal. Now listen, brethren. There were many of the children of God back there in the days of Elijah. There were many of the elect family of God that did bow their knee to the image of Baal. But God had reserved 7,000 that did not and could not bow their knee to the image of Baal because they were a special people that God had ordained that they would not bow their knee to the image of Baal. That is, that as they began, listen, the elect remnant, within the elect family of God, when they begin to err, God brings His judgment in their lives very quickly. When they begin to go astray, God immediately begins to chastise them because they are reserved and chosen by God to be a part of that remnant that will not and cannot bow their knee to the image of Baal. Does everybody follow that? Isn't it a marvelous thing that God has done all these choosings in the Word of God? And so God told Elijah, I have reserved unto myself 7,000 that will not bow their knee to the image of Baal. Now here's Paul is saying that for a reason. Verse 5 says, even so then, at this present time, that's the time that Paul was writing this book, he says, even so then, at the present time, there is a remnant according to the election of grace. Paul is saying, there was a remnant back there in Elijah's day. And Paul says, even so, there is a remnant, even today, there is a remnant according to the election of grace. Now that election is different than the elect family of God. That is an election or a chosen group of people. It is a remnant of the whole family of God that God has preserved and reserved them unto Himself. To be a special people. That's the reason that Jesus could say, upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Did you know that one of the reasons that the church will not and cannot prevail against the church of Jesus Christ is not only because Jesus is going to protect that church, but it's also because there is a remnant that will always be a part of that church. There is an elect within the elect family of God. There was back there in the days of Elijah. There was here in the days of Paul. There was a remnant according to the election of grace, and that remnant would not, and I would say they could not bow their knee to the image of Baal because they were ordained to this particular work that they were going to do. They were going to serve the Lord. And I believe with all of my heart that there is a remnant according to the election of grace today. God knows my heart. I don't believe that it is unreasonable to conclude that in this congregation that there is a remnant according to the election of grace. I'm telling you that I believe that in this congregation that there is a remnant, that God has reserved unto himself a special chosen people, that God has guided them, God has directed them, God has led them, God has kept them from ruining their lives, God has put a hedge around them, and when they have begun to err to the point that they would be destroyed from fellowship with God, God has chastened them severely and gotten them back in line. There is, I believe, in this congregation a remnant according to the election of grace. And brethren, you ought not to be proud to even be a part of the elect family of God. That's not a pride thing. The only reason you're part of the elect family of God is because of the amazing grace of God. And if you are a part of the remnant according to the election of grace, you remember what Jesus said in Luke chapter 12. He says, to whom much is given, much is required. And so if you dare feel in your heart, and I feel this way about me, not because I'm better, but because of the amazing grace of God I've seen bestowed in my life, I believe that I'm among that remnant that God has set aside for a particular purpose. I know many of you that I am just as convinced that God chose you to be that elect within the elect. And God requires much more of you than he does of some of his children. Don't you require different things of your children according to their maturity? Don't you require different things of your children according to their ability? The Word of God in the parable of the talents, he said that the Lord called his servants unto him and gave to each of them according to their several ability. And brethren, God can take a person that has no education at all, and he can lift them up and preach like the Apostle Peter did on the day of Pentecost. So education does not in any way qualify you to be a part of the elect within the elect. Your intelligence, your wisdom, your family tree, nothing else except the amazing grace of God is the reason that you are a part of the elect family of God. But oh, how much more responsibility there is in the lives of those that he has chosen to be a remnant of Israel, a remnant of the elect, an elect within the elect. Matthew chapter 24. The Word of God in Matthew 24 is talking about the destruction of Jerusalem. And there were many of the children of God who were living in Jerusalem. There were many children of God that had turned their backs on Jesus Christ. There were many children of God that were going to be destroyed in a horrible way in the destruction of Jerusalem. There were many children of God that were not following Jesus Christ. There were many children of God who were deceived by Satan and therefore were severely destroyed in the destruction of Jerusalem. But I want you to hear what Jesus says as he is foretelling the destruction of Jerusalem in Matthew chapter 24. And I encourage you to go home and read the entire chapter. We don't have time to look at all of it, but I want you to notice that in Matthew 24 and verse 22, as he's talking about all the different troubles and the trials and the tribulations and the hunger and great tribulations that were there in Jerusalem. He says in verse 22, and except those days should be shortened, there should no flesh be saved. And he's not talking about eternal salvation. He's talking about those that would survive the attack and the destruction of Jerusalem. And except those days be shortened, there should be no flesh saved. But for the elect's sake, those days shall be shortened. And that elect is talking about the remnant of the elect family of God. There was a remnant of the elect family of God that was in Jerusalem, and God shortened the severity of time that they had to keep going through what they were going through because of the elect's sake. Do you follow that? Now, verse 23 says, then if any man shall say unto you, lo, here is Christ, or there, believe it not. Now listen carefully to verse 24. Matthew 24, verse 24, the Word of God says, for there shall arise false Christ and false prophets, and shall show great signs and wonders, insomuch that if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect. Do you hear that? It would be possible, if it wasn't for the restraining grace of God and God holding up this remnant, the very elect would be destroyed. But there was a very elect, there was an elect within the elect, there was a remnant of the elect family of God that God had His hedge around them. And it was because God had His hedge around them, and it was because God gave them wisdom, that they were not deceived by those miracles and wonders that were done. But they remained steadfast in their following of Jesus Christ. And so there was the very elect that endured, and they endured because God had reserved them unto Himself. Now, I want you to go back to the Old Testament just a moment. Turn in your Bibles to Isaiah chapter 1. What I want you to see in closing tonight is I want you to see that this remnant of the elect, or this elect remnant within the elect family of God, that in all ages of the world, that has been God's plan. I've already mentioned to you from Romans chapter 11 that in Elijah's day, he thought he was the only one. And God told Elijah, I've reserved 7,000. Remember what he said, I have reserved. God reserved 7,000 that would not bow their knee to the image of Baal. Why wouldn't they bow their knee to the image of Baal? Was it because of their faithfulness? No, it was because God had reserved them unto Himself. And then Paul says, even in this day, in the day that Paul wrote the book of Romans, he said, even this day there is a remnant according to the election of grace. And in the destruction of Jerusalem, there was a remnant according to the election of grace. And then you back up in your Bibles to the book of Isaiah. When Isaiah, that great prophet of God, when he began to talk about the way that Israel had turned her back on God. Remember now, when we're looking at Isaiah chapter 1, we're looking at the nation that was God's chosen nation. Can you imagine a nation being chosen by God and God pouring out blessings like He did on Israel? Can you imagine the nation of Israel turning her back on God? Is that inconceivable or what? And that's what the nation of Israel did. Though God had chosen them, and though Jerusalem had been chosen, and there were a great number of people of God in the nation of Israel and in the city of Jerusalem, yet there were many of them that turned their backs on God. In Isaiah chapter 1, beginning in verse 2, Isaiah speaking about what was going on in his day, he said, hear, O heavens, and give ear, O earth, for the Lord hath spoken, I have nourished and brought up children, and they have rebelled against me. Are we talking about God's children here in Isaiah chapter 1? Is that what we're looking at? We're looking at God's children. God said, I've nourished them. I've helped them. I've blessed them. And they have, what did they do? They have rebelled against me. The ox knoweth his owner and the ass his master's crib. But Israel doth not know. My people doth not consider. Oh, sinful nation. Is this the same nation that was God's chosen nation? Indeed it was. You take the nation of Israel, when they were delivered out of Egyptian bondage, God saved them from Egyptian bondage, didn't He? And yet because of their unbelief, what did He do to those that He saved out of Egyptian bondage? They died in the wilderness except for a remnant. A remnant was saved. In Isaiah chapter 1, God is speaking about the nation of Israel now. He says, they're a sinful people. They have forsaken the Lord. They have provoked the Holy One to anger. They're gone away backward. And I'm not going to read all of these verses. I encourage you to go home and read about what a deplorable condition the nation of Israel was in. But I want you to remember one thing. In the midst of all of that wickedness, what was still present? That's exactly right. In the midst of all that wickedness, a polluted nation, that God says, oh, they stink. They're rotten. And then he comes down in verse 7. Let me start in verse 7. He says, your country is desolate. Your cities are burned with fire. Your land, strangers devour it in your presence. And it is desolate as overthrown by strangers. And the daughter of Zion is left as a cottage in a vineyard and as a lodge in the garden of cucumbers, as a besieged city, except the Lord of hosts had left unto us a very small remnant, we should have been as Sodom, and we should have been like unto Gomorrah. Do you hear what God is saying here? Isaiah is saying that God would have destroyed us, He would have burned us up, if it had not been for a remnant that was still in Israel. Why was that remnant there? Was that remnant a group of people that was just so faithful to God that they couldn't be tricked? No, it was a remnant according to the election of grace. It was a remnant that God would not allow them to bow their knee to the image of Baal. It was a remnant that as other children of God were being deceived, these people had wisdom and understanding, and they were not deceived, and they did not bow their knee to the image of Baal. And they were spared. They went through hell, but they were spared. They experienced a lot of pain and sorrow and agony, but they were spared. All through the book of Isaiah, the Word of God talks about, repeatedly, about this remnant that was going to be spared. Turn to Jeremiah chapter 23. In Jeremiah chapter 23, again, the Word of God talks about this remnant and elect within the elect family of God. In Jeremiah chapter 23, listen to verses 3 and 4. Jeremiah chapter 23, verses 3 and 4, the Word of God says, and I will gather, listen, this is what God says now. We're in Jeremiah chapter 23, verses 3 and 4. God says, and I will gather the remnant of my flock. Does he have a flock? Does he have a flock? Does he have a lot more in the flock than he has in the remnant? Absolutely. He says, I will gather a remnant of my flock. Does the whole flock belong to him? But is there a remnant that he's going to help and bless? He says, I will gather the remnant of my flock out of all countries whither I have driven them, and will bring them again to their folds. And they shall be fruitful and increase. Do you know why they're going to be brought back? You know why they're going to be fruitful? You know why they're going to be increasing? It's because God, in His mercy and grace, is bringing them back now to their fold. And God's beginning to lift them up. And there's a remnant according to the election of grace that continue to serve the Lord. And then he says in verse 4, and I will set up shepherds over them. You think those shepherds just chose to be shepherds? You know how those shepherds became shepherds to this remnant? God chose those shepherds. Now, I'm going to talk to you just a minute in closing about an elect family of God. And then you have a remnant in that elect family of God, an elect within the elect, and then within that remnant, you have an elect within the elect of the elect. I hope you didn't get completely lost there. But there are individuals, these shepherds right here, they were an elect within the remnant elect, within the family elect. Do you know how blessed we are tonight, brethren? Do you know how blessed we are? To be chosen to be a part of the family of God, and then for God to allow us to live in His chosen nation for this time, for this age, we're living in the chosen nation. And did you know you're probably one of those within the remnant, God's got a special work for you. It's amazing when you think about how big God is. You think about how big this world is. And then you think about you. You have been chosen to be a very, 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 very special person by God. You have a special work to perform. You owe God more. You owe God so much. How unworthy was Paul to be chosen to be a part of the family of God? How unworthy was he? He was a murderer. How unworthy was David to be chosen to be a part of the family of God? How unworthy was he? He was unworthy. And yet God not only chose him to be a part of his family, but God chose David to be a part of that remnant. And then God chose David to be the king over that remnant. What a great calling that was. And the Apostle Paul, what a marvelous thing for God to take that man who was killing Christians and in his grace lift him up and bless him to be one of the remnant that was chosen for a particular purpose. God told Jeremiah, I've chosen you to be a prophet to the nations. Did you know nothing could stop that? His mama couldn't have had an abortion. His mama couldn't have miscarried. Nothing could stop Jeremiah from being a prophet to the nations. Do you know why? Because he was chosen by God and he was ordained. That's what God said. I have ordained thee a prophet unto the nations. It's not exactly the same as predestinated, but it's as close as you can get. Predestination has to do with eternal destiny. But when God has ordained that somebody's going to do something, they're going to do what he's ordained them to do. And the remnant, the very elect, they're going to do what God's called them to do. Those individuals that he's got within that remnant, they're going to do what God's called them to do. You've got a great work to do. Do you know that? Do you know? If you feel in your heart that you might be a part of the family of God, you've got a great work to do. And if you feel that in his amazing grace, that God might have chosen you to be a part of his remnant, you've got a great work to do. And if you feel like he's just come to you personally and picked you out and picked you up out of the miry clay, he picked you up and he set you up on high and you're able to sit together in heavenly places. You're able to see your Savior. You're able to be part of his kingdom. You're able to actually be in his church, in his kingdom. Do you realize what a privilege we have? May God help us. May God help us to realize how indebted we are to our God, is my prayer.